Blog Talk Radio.
Pull up at the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand it for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, pretty little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself,
Hello, 718.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Success Solution. I wanted to listen to your show today, but I didn't know I'd tap right into you.
Okay, thank you for listening and tuning in.
You're welcome. I'm going to sign out and just come back on because I don't know why I just went directly into one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's no problem.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
call for.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
So what's on your mind, man?
You know, nothing much. I just came to listen in on the show. Miss Arnold, she's going to be here?
I'm waiting on her. I don't know where she is or what happened. She called me yesterday and confirmed with me, but I don't know where she is. I hope she doesn't be too late. Because if she doesn't show up, then that's not good for her. Because it's not going to be good for her. But I don't know where she is as of right now. I hope she shows up, though.
Definitely. Well, I'm the Donovan. I posted a comment on your page.
You said the comic?
I posted a comment.
On my page? Okay.
Yes.
I'll read it. I'll try to read it today. I'll try to read it while I'm on the air. I appreciate the comment, though. And you're from Atlanta, is that correct?
Well, I'm originally from New York, but I do live in Atlanta now.
Okay. What part?
I live right in Atlanta, directly.
Okay. All right, man. I'm gonna try to find out where Tashina is. I'm gonna try to find out where she is. You can either try to call back in a few minutes, you know, or you can still listen into the show, man. I don't mind. I appreciate you calling in, though.
No problem at all.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Girl, all in love. Don't mean to be a
Electric Red. They were on the show the other day. Make sure you archive that show. I do not know where Miss Tashina Arnold is, but I don't appreciate her not showing up on my show when they confirmed with me that she will be here. I don't know where she is, but once again, I'm going to be very upset if I have to call them and find out why she's not here. I do know she's in New York City today. I believe she's going to be in The Wiz on Broadway, so make sure you guys check her out with that. In the meantime, I'm going to jump into some more music. I do appreciate everybody for tuning in live. Once again, I'm not going to apologize anymore for Ms. Arnold's lateness or whether she doesn't appear or not. But please feel free to continue to listen to the show while I play the latest in hip-hop and R&B. I don't think Tashina's coming. I gotta find out what happened with her. I don't know what happened, but I gotta find out.
That's definitely no good.
I know that. I know. I don't know what happened. I know she's up here in New York, but I don't know what happened or where she is right now. And I just left a message on her voicemail, so I'll wait for her to get back to me. I don't know where she. I don't know what's going on. So, in the meantime, I gotta play some more songs, man. I gotta go on with the show. So I gotta finish it out. Goodbye, exactly.
Who you gonna trust? Yeah.
Oh.
It's trust me. I'm out with the guys. Every time I speak to you, you got something to say. According to you, I must be crushing all day. All I'm asking you for is to be more trusting. I'm out of town all the time and don't accuse you of nothing. Picture me creeping with a chick on tour. When you love my sons as if they was yours. I know at times you feel alone, cause I'm not home. That's why every few hours I pick up the phone to reassure you my love is more than a thing. I adore you, my wife, my Colombian queen. I promise to never stray. I'm honored every day to have a woman like you in the life of Jose. Hey, to raise my baby boy when I'm gone and touring, making dollars, assuming that you know that I love you, but regardless, I feel the time I showed you, bless you with this ring, now that's something to hold you, down to it, come back, me and my lady got history, she's worth and deserves more than this cold world has given me to share with her word, and I don't care about nothing else except my girl, not myself, no one else, just my girl, you bring life to my world, you give me strength to go on and face life, even when it seems all hope gone, label my wife, but you truly exceed the title, you're my future, my happiness, my heart, my idol, I promise, girl, that...
Huh?
What happened to the show today?
I left a voicemail for Tachina about 10 minutes ago, so she has not responded there. I don't know what the issue is with her.
Okay.
Who's this?
This is Success Solutions, Kim Underwood. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good. I was just checking out Blog Talk Radio, so I was like, let me check into you. So I'll be starting my own hosting show on the 25th.
Okay. Okay. Good luck with it.
Thank you. Thank you. Got any tips for me?
No. Just do your thing is all I can say. Just do your thing. I don't know about, you know, just do your thing.
Okay. All right. How long you been on the show?
Almost a year.
Okay. All right. Well, check me out on the 25th. All right. It's underneath the 25th.
If you're a fan of Jibs, he'll be on the show Monday. He'll be on the show tomorrow. If you're a fan of Jibs, he'll be on the show tomorrow. So you can call him and say hi to him.
Okay. That'll be good.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
720? Hello.
How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good.
What's going on?
I'm a documentary film producer, and I just happened to run across your radio talk show. Just wanted to find out more about it. I'm producing a film about mental health in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been shooting it for about a year, raising funds.
Where are you located?
Pardon?
Where are you located?
Well, I'm in Colorado, Denver.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is it that you're trying to find out, brother?
Looking for investors.
People
want to invest to for me to finish off the show.
I don't know what to tell you, brother. Have you Have you ever tried to see any other investors? Have you talked to any other people about your project?
We're getting ready to send out some more fundraising letters.
I can't hear you guys. Speak a little louder for me.
Yeah, we're going to be sending out some more fundraising letters and things, and just starting with that. We financed it mostly ourselves.
You got any? It's going to be. You said a documentary. Is that what you said, right?
Yeah, it's a documentary about mental health in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It looks at what's going on with mental health around, because we travel throughout the United States,
mm-hmm.
and you see different programs. You get to see what's going on. It really hasn't been a mental health documentary for a long time. I think the last one was like in 1983.
Right.
It kind of covered the whole country.
It's a very, very good area, you know, that I studied mental health for quite some time, since 2002, so about 7 years I studied that area. A very interesting area, you know, to talk about. You know, a lot of people suffer from that, you know. So it's a very good, it would be a great documentary.
Yeah, it's coming to the point in this country where individuals are needing assistance and unable to get it for several reasons, whether it be insurances not covering it or just the stigma that's really involved with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So you're having a lot of organizations now starting to recognize that. We have a problem that needs to really be addressed on a national level. Our film does that. It basically looks at everything and gives some ideas in terms of what could be done. It's not just one solution. It's many solutions. Whether you talk about bills that were done with Ted Kennedy and Peter Lynchy, or whether you're talking about several legislation that's going on.
Are you suggesting any major talent to participate in this documentary? Is that where you were going with this?
We've already pretty much shot it. I'm looking for maybe a singer, maybe a rap singer or something, to maybe lay down the music. For the most part, it's pretty much done.
You're breaking up a lot, sir. I'm sorry. You're breaking
up
a lot.
I'm talking on my cell phone.
Uh-huh.
So, where is your program heard? And only on the internet, or?
Yeah, only on the internet.
Well, you can see a partial trailer of our film on YouTube. It's called Combo 3. Madness in America. It's only a 3-minute trailer. And it really shows some of the work that we started doing. We tried to win an Academy Award for it, so we really put a lot of work into it. Plus raise the awareness of mental health in this country.
I think it's a great idea. You know, I hope things work out well for you with that. You know, so it's going to be a great documentary to put out there.
Okay. Do you know of any stars you think might be really interested in participating?
From top of my head, no, I don't. I don't know what you're asking me to do for you.
Oh. Would I be asking, do you know of any individuals who would be sponsoring or interested in this type of document to sponsor or even be, associated with or maybe represent me?
I really don't know what to tell you about that. I don't know. That's something I have to look into, but, you know. I don't know. You know, they may charge. They may, you know, just to participate. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So you have a background in mental health yourself?
Yeah, I do.
got an idea for it.
This is my first. What were you saying?
Go ahead.
This is my first time ever calling into your radio show because I just happened to catch it on the internet. Does it go on? Are there certain times? Is it all night long or?
No, it actually ends in a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay.
I've been on for half an hour already. You know, my chauffeurs are at the time. I appreciate you for calling into the show, of course, and just if you can just email me some of your information, of course, you know, and I'll look into it.
Alrighty.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, ma'am. Have a good
day. Take care.
All right. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning into the show today. I do apologize for Tashina Arnold once again. I'll find out with her and I'll reschedule with her for another day. In the meantime, we're going to play one more track of the day and I'm going to end the show. I love you guys. You say stay up, stay strong. I'll be back on tomorrow with Hip Hop Artist Jibs. He'll be on the show tomorrow, definitely. So, guys, have a good, have a joyous Father's. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And here we're going to. I'm going to leave you with a song from Monica entitled Angel of Mine. And I'll see you tomorrow night with Jibs. Peace out.
Thought that I would never find.